Sunday's home opener at Everbank Field was one we'd like to forget. The Jaguars were outmatched by the Houston Texans.
Absolutely unbelievable, some of the things we did.
The offense didn't show up, and the defense had tackling trouble again. After 2 weeks, the Jags are looking for answers.
It really showed us where we're at, and we have a lot of work ahead of us if we want to become the team that everybody wants.
The lone bright spot of the day was a special guest who got the biggest cheer of all. Olympic champion Sanya Richards Ross joins us right now. This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
Sanya Richards Ross.
Mike Mularkey and the Jacksonville Jaguars could use a pep talk after getting humbled by Houston. Who better than Sanya Richards Ross? Yes, she won gold in the 200 meters, but she may be the original comeback kid. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Steve Wrigley, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. You're home each and every Monday night for all things Jaguars. Jeff, this is going to be an easier show because of who we have in the studio tonight, but that was a tough loss yesterday.
It was a tough loss, and I want to clarify something. Those 400 meters, okay, the 400 meters and the 4x400 meters, I wanted to make sure we get that correct.
Well, then I'm going to have to...
Because, you know, when we've got a lot of gold in the studio, we want to make sure that we get it correct.
And a couple of Super Bowl rings. Tonight, Wells Fargo welcomes our special guest, Olympic gold medalist Sanya Richards Ross and her husband, Jags cornerback Aaron Ross. We're going to make you guys Jacksonville's first couple. We're in need of a first couple. Are you guys up to the job?
Oh, we're excited about it. Yeah, we love that. Yes.
Now, it's not really a gold couple. It's a platinum couple.
Okay,
I did a little homework because you guys, your wedding, was on WE Network, Women's Entertainment Network, and you guys were at Platinum Weddings, right?
Yes, it was one of the shows that I really enjoyed watching. And so when we had an opportunity to be on, I was really excited about it. And now we have a really special taping of the wedding that we have forever. So it was great.
Didn't even have to hire a filmographer, cinematographer? Whatever.
I know. I wish they would have told us sooner because we wouldn't have to spend all that money on a videographer, but we ended up having both.
So we saw a little clip there of you coming down in front of the team. And what did you say?
You know, it's really tough to be in a room with all these world-class athletes, all men who are already so gifted. So I just told them, you know, any journey to success has its ups and downs. And Ross was on the Giants team when they won the Super Bowl. They started 0-2. So I just wanted to encourage them that 2008 I was favored. It didn't win it then, but came back in 2012 because I was persistent. It worked really hard, and now I'm gold. So I just wanted them to do the same thing.
Now, Jeff's going to get you over to the smart board to kind of look at some things that happened Sunday, but you haven't won a football game since the Super Bowl.
Preseason, I did.
All right.
That counts.
No, but I mean, just talk about the process of what it's going to take to get this thing on board, because you are part of the culture change that they're looking to bring in Jacksonville. Your big market experience, handling the things the way you did in New York City, and the fact that you're not quite as fast as your wife, and she is who she is, that's been a big plus for the Jaguars.
No, it's been a bittersweet week for me. Of course, my wife came in town. I hadn't seen her in a long time to come to the first opener, my first game, her first appearance here. So we wish it could have been a little different, but like I told the guys today, I started off 0-2 with the Giants my rookie year, and it didn't look good at all. We got scored on 80 points the first two games, and we had our third game was a big divisional game in Washington, which we have a big divisional game coming up this weekend in Indianapolis. So I told the guys that can be the turning point. If we get out and believe in one another, keep believing what the coaches told us, and we can go on a 6-0 run, 6-7 game run, and turn this season around.
Well, it didn't go so well yesterday, but we've got a few, but there's not many. The Gatorade G Prime plays of the game from yesterday.
Play number three. Brian Engert punts 9 times, averages 51 yards per kick.
I never thought I'd see a game where a punter had 462 yards punting. Another amazing job for the young player. You know, his gross was 51.3, his net 42.8, an outstanding job. At least he gave him a chance.
Play number two, the touchdown drive, Gabbert to LaRon Robinson, and then to Maurice Jones-Drew.
And I thought this was really going to be a spark, you know, in the third quarter here, the second drive of the third quarter, nice long completion there to LaRon Robinson, and then it's capped off by throwback to Maurice Jones-Drew, does a little acting job there, a nice throw by Blaine, nice adjustment by Maurice. Didn't happen. The Texans were able to complete a 17-play, 80 drive and scored on the next drive.
And play number one, Sonya Richards-Ross winning the gold at the Olympics. And I should have known it was the 400 meters because Maurice Jones-Drew was saying he ran 49.55. No, that's what your winning time was, correct?
That isn't my time.
He said he ran 49 in high school.
I don't believe him. I need to see some tape.
So how special was it for you to have Aaron there? And did you ever expect it?
You know, Jeff, I literally could not put into words what it was like to have him there with me because I know how serious it is for him to be here for the preseason, especially with a new team. And so it's something I always hoped would happen. But for Coach Malarkey and the organization to say they are a family-first organization and to also practice that, it's one of the sweetest memories I think I'll ever have with my husband, to be able to run up to him and give him a big kiss after winning what I've always dreamt about, my Olympic gold medal. It was, like I said, very hard for me to put into words.
When Aaron got back, we did the sit-down one-on-one interview. Did you see it?
I did. I watched it.
Did you see him kind of get teary-eyed a little bit? You were getting closer.
He did. And when we watched the video together of the players watching me run and the fans in the stadium, I saw a little speck of something in there, too. So you guys are making my honey an emotional guy.
Well, the day he got here, he said he picked you up freshman year right in Texas. He knew that you guys were going to be together someday. Well, it's time now for the Xfinity Speed Play of the Game, and it's Jackson DeVille wanting to see who the fastest cat in the stadium is on Sunday. Wise move here, though, because
like
he's talking.
Time.
What are you thinking? Nice here? Okay, I like the way you took it. You took it where you're like, come on, get down. Let's go. What's it like acting with a mascot out there?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, we talked about it in the back, but it was even better when we did it out there, and I thought he was awesome. And I mean, I think he is the most popular mascot in the NFL, and he even had the extensions in. Did you see that? He went all the way, so it was really fun.
See, you're looking at the extensions, and I'm looking at that tight leotard thing that he's wearing. I'm going, what is that?
It was smart of him to walk off, though. That is for sure.
So what's it been like for you this weekend? I mean, crazy. Talking to Ryan Robinson, who obviously works for the Jaguars PR, and you've been here and there and here and there and here and there.
Yes.
Wow.
It's been amazing. I've been in Jacksonville for 3 days, but I feel like I've been here for 3 weeks with the number of amazing experiences I've had. But after coming back from the Olympics, I've just had a wonderful experience. I went to New York Fashion Week. I did Chelsea Lately. I've been all over the place, and the welcome I got here when I did the signing, went onto the field, it's unmatched. I just can't believe it.
So, Aaron, have you said to her, so where's our time?
No, I know it'll come. It comes with the territory. We've been fortunate enough to be together for 10 years, and we've grown to know when those separation times come. And just be patient, our time will come.
One little easier adjustment, though, living in Jacksonville compared to New York City?
Oh, without a doubt.
Big time.
This kind of reminds me of home. Of course, Texas is just laid back, really family-oriented. The fans are very accepting. And New York is just up-tempo, fast-paced. So to come back here, it seems like home.
So how was your Olympic experience? I mean, obviously, you, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, what an amazing
performance.
Can't say
that enough.
Thank you.
And I didn't get a chance to see it live. I watched it with the rest of the team.
Yes.
And you had the biggest fan club you've ever seen on that field that day. But how was it for you being there and get to experience it firsthand?
Oh, it was great. Like she said, Coach Malarkey, I can't thank the organization enough for giving me that opportunity. That was like her Super Bowl, so... to be there and support her, it really put a smile on my face. And it was a short trip. It was a 4-day trip, but it seemed like I was only there for a day and a half. So it was great while I was there, but I wish I could have been there a little longer.
Oh, you packed a lifetime of memories into that short trip,
exactly.
That is for sure. It is time now for a little trivia as we head out for our first time out here on Jags All Access. Here's tonight's question. Sonya Richards-Ross is a graduate of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale. which current Jacksonville Jaguar graduated from the same school? If you think you know the answer, they just said that's a good question. Email us at atriviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from Football Fanatics. There is still much more ahead here on Jaguars All Access.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access. A lot went wrong on Sunday for the Jaguars. Jeff goes to the smart board to break it all down. Plus, it was a special day for the Ross family. We'll have more with a gold medalist. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Jaguars, Jaguars.
Come on, Russ. Everything you got today.
Come on. Come on. Let's start it off.
There's the pitch to Jones Drew. Turns the corner, puts the speed on, and has a first down. Foster looks to go outside. Tried a stiff arm, but he's hit back for a loss.
They just keep getting to the ball.
We'll take opportunity shots outside.
Here it is. They take the shot. Downfield, it's caught by LaRon Robinson. Having out of the gun. Rolling left, then right. Throws. It is caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Jacksonville will drop to 0-2. Next week they'll play at Indianapolis.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
It's not too late to get your Jaguars season tickets. There are still a lot of great seats left. Just log on to Jaguars.com or call the ticketing office at 904-633-2000. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff, there's going to be some tough diagramming going on here right now.
Well, it wasn't very good on defense. Obviously, Tate and Foster ended up having 40 carries in a ball game for 184 yards, and that's the priority when you play the Texans. You got to stop the run. And offensively, they just could not find a rhythm. They only had 117 yards total offense and did not convert any of the 9 third down opportunities they had. A lot of reasons for that. Let's jump into the first play. The first play, they got a new left guard over here in Herb Taylor. And you can tell on this play, not quite exactly sure what he's doing. He played pretty well overall. One slight mental error here. But really, the player of the game in my mind, number 99, J.J. Watt. Fantastic player. Ends up beating the inside of Guy Wimper here and getting a tackle on Maurice Jones-Drew. He's a phenomenal football player, and the plays that he had in the game just seemed to never end. The problem here is working with somebody that hasn't been around very long. Eugene Monroe at left tackle with Herb Taylor. You got a game, and when you have a game, you get used to working with a guy when you've been working with him for weeks, and it doesn't happen here. And Blaine feels the pressure coming from his left side, and guess who comes in from the backside to share the half sack with Antonio Smith? J.J. Watt coming in and getting a big hit on Blaine Gabbert. Fortunately, Blaine Gabbert is expected to be healthy in this game. This was J.J. Watt's solo sack of the game. He ends up crashing all the way down to the inside of the guard here and does a little swim move. 6'5", 6'6", 295 pounds, and he's built like a linebacker. And I'm talking, he's not fat, he's not thick around the middle. And watch Blaine Gabbert get up kind of slow right here. That looked like the play that possibly hurt Blaine Gabbert. Now, J.J. Watt in the ballgame, 5 tackles, 1.5 sacks, 2 passes defensed. The guy's a fantastic player. All right, let's go inside the locker room and see what the players had to say after the tough loss against the Texans.
Still kind of baffling how we weren't able to execute a lot of things that we did well during the week. So definitely got to refocus as a team, as an offense especially, and get ready to, just get it together.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Steve Wrigley alongside Jeff Lagerman. Our special guest tonight, Sonya Richards-Ross and Aaron Ross. We're making you Jacksonville's first couple. Welcome. Thanks for coming in tonight. You know, we're talking about a tough loss to Houston, a team with an 0-2 start, and everyone sees that you won the gold medal. But it wasn't always that easy. I mean, it was your third Olympics before you won your individual gold.
Yeah, it was my third Olympics. When I went to my first Olympics, I wasn't expected to win, so I just had a great experience. Won on the relay team, was sixth in the final, and it was a great growing experience for me. But in 2008 was when it hurt really bad because I was the heavy favorite going in, had won all my races that season, was the number one athlete in the world the four seasons leading up to that. And here it was that I didn't walk away with that gold medal, so it was really, really hard for me to get over it. Probably took a whole year for me to get past that.
But you
that.
Did.
But
you
I did.
Two, or three.
Or until now. But in 2009, I came won my first world title, got injured in 2010, really struggled in 2011. But I just learned that I was tougher than I thought I was. And if I just kept at it, stayed persistent, I worked harder than ever last season and finally pulled it off. So it was all worth it.
Well, it was pretty neat because, you know, the day the team watched, you know, your event was actually live while they were at practice.
Right.
And they shuffled everybody into the field to watch the event. And they put it up on the Jumbotron and wouldn't let anybody talk to anybody to know that you had won.
Yeah.
I mean, they were keeping fans away and
you
telling
were told
fans,
you would be pulled.
don't tell her what happened. That was a really, really, really neat thing. And that had to warm your heart.
Big time. And my favorite thing was when I saw Coach Mularkey throw his hands up in the air. There's a photograph of him doing that. And I was just so moved. The players just seemed so into it and engaged. And the fans were. And then you saw Jackson running down the side. There's just nothing like that. I can't compare that to anything that anyone has ever done for me. And they hadn't even met me yet. They hadn't even met me yet. So it made it even more special. It was just awesome.
All right, so I'm a big Twitter fan. Did you know that?
Yeah. No, they know
that. Joking.
No, I'm joking. You're not on Twitter, right,
Twitter
Jeff?
Guy.
You're not on Twitter.
Tell us about this Twitter picture.
Yeah, well, AJ.
Well, it was just one day after practice, and a fan came up to me and said he was a huge fan of ours and a huge fan of the Jaguars and welcomed us in, and he said he had some for me for the next practice, and he brought me this photo.
And then I met him while I was signing autographs before the game on Sunday, and he did another one with Aaron with a 31 jersey, so he even updated the picture. So it's just awesome to have such great fans.
Well, you made grown men cry that day in the stadium. That is for sure. That is for sure. Well, for appearing on tonight's show, you're going to receive a limited edition of the Bueller Swiss watch. Watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're available at fine jewelry stores throughout Northeast Florida. And I guess, Jeff, that's what you give somebody that's been on the clock always, right? A runner. That's what you get. You get a runner a watch, for sure.
That's the gift for us?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
We'll make you a deal. We'll give you the watches, and will you let us touch the
gold?
Absolutely. That's a great trade-off. You guys can touch the gold, for sure.
Because we have it. You brought them with you?
I brought them, absolutely.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
It's called a tease in the business. That's how you get people to stick around.
They're here somewhere. Just find them.
Well, all right. There's still much more to come here on Jaguars All Access. We'll hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher, and we'll have the images of the week. Stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Fuel up to Play 60 program. No kids tonight from the Dairy Council, but look for them this season. Well, each week it's up to senior Jaguars writer John Osher to put the last Sunday into context. And here's Johnny O's perception of what went down on Sunday.
I'm John Osher for Jaguars All Access, and I'm here with today's Ozone Question. Nathan from St. Augustine writes, I hope the inbox is mad, John. To start a new era with the franchise low in yardage, that's pathetic. The effort felt weak. The coaching staff looked overwhelmed. The Jaguars will be ranked 32nd in about every media power ranking this week. And let's face it, they've earned it. Let's hear that positive spin, John. A tired fan base needs it. Well, Nathan, I did joke last week about a silver lining, but there's no joking today. The inbox was mad, and rightfully so. Sunday was unacceptable, particularly something Mike Mularkey said afterward. He said what bothered him most was a slew of mental errors early on offense in the first 15 plays. Now, I don't honestly know that the Jaguars are better than the Texans on paper. That's true whether this team's healthy or not. This is still a young team. On Sunday, it was an injured young team. That sort of team has to do everything right to win, and mental errors don't give you a chance. This team has talked all offseason of doing things right for this coaching staff, of the positive direction this team is headed. It's time to show that on the field. If it's going to win, it needs to do all the little things better than it did Sunday. And when the game begins, these players, they better be mentally ready.
Mike Mularkey says he's going to find out if this team can take a punch, and they'll do that against the Colts next Sunday. You can send your questions to John anytime. Just go to Jaguars.com. Looking at the week ahead, it's time for the G-Series Prime Headlines. The Jaguars will get their first look at Andrew Luck Sunday in Indianapolis. The rookie looked good against the Vikings on Sunday. And the Jags are looking up at the rest of the AFC South. The Big Cats really need to get this win on the road in Indianapolis.
All right, so Sonia, we talked about it before the break.
Today
you had a community event, and you brought them there as well?
I did. I mean, I just think it's so phenomenal for people to get an opportunity to see them, and especially the kids. They really enjoy getting to see them and touch them. They're heavier than most people think. So now it's your turn.
Let's see. Oh, my goodness.
That's amazing.
That is just beautiful.
That's why I won, too, because it's always like a group of two people to share the
bills. It's beautiful.
So, like, you walk into the Ross household, and there's two Super Bowl rings and two gold medals, like, right when you walk in the house, right?
Right when you walk in.
And hang up your coat, and then you see the gold medals, and you see the Super Bowl rings?
Not quite. So, we have a trophy room in Austin where we keep all of our stuff, but I've just been traveling with this.
So how did the kids react to it? You did a little community event. It was at the stadium, right?
It was at the stadium, and the kids were amazing. It was a lot of sick kids, and I know for them to have an opportunity to forget about being in the hospital and all their worries, to come out and just have fun today, we thoroughly enjoyed it, and they were just so receptive and warm, and it was just special. It was the best.
All right, so we're about out of time. I heard that Aaron had to do all the house shopping and everything. How'd he do?
You guys would be so impressed. My honey decorated the house. I think he brought somebody in and tricked me, because he was like, oh, I need your touch on there, but he doesn't need anything. It's perfect.
We are so glad that you both came in to join us tonight and have a big game up in Indianapolis.
Yes,
and come on back next Monday as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. We had Jacksonville's new first couple here on Jaguars All Access. Thanks for watching the show tonight. We'll see you next Monday.